Part 2, The Time of Famine. God then delivered them into the hands of their enemies. When they cried out to God, he had pity on them and raised up judges. This all worked well, but when each judge died, they would again fall away. As the people went back and forth, so did famine and plenty. Throughout the scriptures, a natural famine is usually tied together with Israel's decision to stray away from God, a natural famine caused by a spiritual one. Ruth 1, verse 1. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. God gave his people their land of promise. He led them through the wilderness for 40 years, preparing them to inhabit it. The natural blessings and promises of this land allowed its inhabitants to walk with God and continue fellowship with him. To leave this land meant leaving God's providential protection and blessings. This man did not have to leave because of the famine, as the others stayed, and they all made it through. A Jew was always to stay in Palestine, his allotted place. It was a mistake every time he strayed, as this was the place God had given to him. It was disobedience to God to leave when he was commanded not to. Other accounts in the scriptures include Abraham leaving the promised land to go to Gerar. Even though blessed for a season, Abraham ran into great trouble until he returned home. The Jews through the years have been scattered all over the world, but are now returning to their homeland. We must always return to where we left God. He is always there to welcome us back. We are all guilty of leaving our promised land of rest, or the Sabbath, which is the presence of the Holy Spirit. Satan always has a way that looks more prosperous and easier than God's way. God wants to teach us to walk by faith and not by sight. To the world, seeing is believing. To the Christian, we believe and then we see. Our faith makes the invisible visible. The scripture said this certain man and his family went to sojourn in the land of Moab. They never intended to stay in this land, as sojourn simply means a short stay, nothing permanent. How many times as Christians are we tempted to dabble in the things of the world for just an evening or a season? Even if we are fortunate enough to return to God, we find it becomes easier to stray the next time. God expects us to stay in the land of promise he gave us and not yield to worldly temptations. The Holy Spirit, the land God gave us, has everything, more than all our desires and needs for a life filled with real joy, peace, and happiness. A sojourn into the world is like a net we could get caught in and never get out. Sin will always take us further than we had ever intended to go.